Okay. No, I don't know yet. So this is Judge Ward. I'm up in the PSC conference room, and this is the MDU gas rate, natural gas rate increase application case number PU-17-295. There was a request that I schedule a pre-hearing conference, and we did schedule that for today. I've heard some appearances already. Also, Pat Fahn from the commission has joined us in the room. And I understand that Mr. Hsu is not in the office today. He may be traveling and calling in. I have heard Carl Liepitz identify himself. I've heard Mitch Armstrong, and I've heard Mr. Kaufman. I guess before we go any further, is there anybody else who's on the line?
Judge, this is Tammy Eberle with MDU as well.
Okay, thank you, Tammy. Is there anyone on the line from the Air Force? There were about five or six people on the notice, and I know there was at least one that responded saying they would be available today. We'll give that about a minute, and we'll see if anybody calls in the next minute. Okay, this is the judge again. I'm just about ready to get started. Mr. Liepitz, Mr. Sanderson's appeared in this case, I believe. Is he going to be participating today?
He is not available today, Your Honor.
Okay. And is Mr. Chider out there with Mr. Kaufman?
No, I don't expect him to call in, no.
Okay, thank you. One more time, I'll just see if anybody's out there from the Air Force. It would be Mr. Unsicker, Jernigan, Ebony Payton, Lonnie Zeman, or Lanny, Natalie Sepak, or Ryan Moore. Any of those six people out there? I think we're just going to go ahead and start without them. Mr. Armstrong, I guess I'm going to look to you first. You were the one that contacted me first about setting up this pre-hearing conference. What issues do you want to address here today?
Well, primarily, Judge, the issues I wanted to address were the deadlines for filing of testimony, which I understand everybody's agreed on. And then, well, really, that was my only primary issue. And then otherwise, just to maybe have a status call to make sure there were no other outstanding issues as we get moving on the testimony.
Okay, now, when you say the parties have agreed, does that include the interveners?
Yeah, I communicated with MDU, AARP, and the Air Force on the testimony schedule and had emails from everybody that they were fine with the schedule that was proposed.
Okay, now I guess you raised another question there. Is there anybody? And I know that there was, I did get a letter request from Mr. Hsu with the PSC about pointing out the court reporter. You know, we don't usually have a court reporter because we record these hearings. And so if anybody wants to have a court reporter, you will need to basically arrange for that and provide for the payment for that yourself. And so I just wanted to give you that information. Is there anyone out there right now who thinks that they do want to use a court reporter for this hearing?
Your Honor, this is John Kaufman, and I was just to clarify, the proceedings are videotaped, and are those tapes archived and available to the public for free?
Mr. Kaufman, yes, it is not videotaped, but it's audio taped, and yes, they are archived and available to listen to on the PSC website. They're filed, posted up there pretty quickly.
Okay, that's fine.
And I believe it's also set up so they can hear in real time, and can they watch in real time as well?
Yes,
they can watch in real time the video, but the video itself is not recorded or archived.
I see.
Okay, let's start with what you've already agreed to, I guess. What was provided to me and what I put in the pre-hearing scheduling order, the preliminary scheduling order, was testimony of the selected offeror would be December 18th. Is everybody still okay with that deadline?
Yes, from staff.
Yes, from MDU.
AARP has already agreed to these dates, yes.
Okay. Likewise, the rebuttal testimony date of January 17th, we don't have any problem with that right now. Everybody's in agreement on that.
Yes.
And the surrebuttal testimony date of February 14th.
Yes.
Okay, hearing no objections, I'm going to put those in the continuing order. I believe that I put in that order also that all parties stipulate or agree to electronic delivery of all documents. Is anybody having a problem with electronic delivery of documents or have a reason to require paper filing? Okay, hearing none. Okay. We'll continue with the electronic delivery of documents. Is there any other issues that any party or intervener wishes to add to the discussion? Okay, let's talk about exchange of witness lists, exhibit lists, motions in limine, and the date for a final pre-hearing conference if it's necessary. Does anyone have any suggestions as to timing for an exchange of witness lists and exhibit lists? Mr. Armstrong, I guess I'll start with you.
I would just suggest, I would put it as February 18th or so. I guess I don't know which day of the week that is, but 10 days before the hearing. I think everybody will know who the potential witnesses are by the filed testimony, but I would suggest, let's say, February 16th then, I guess, since the 18th is a Sunday.
Okay. Mr. Leipitz?
I have no concerns. Tammy, is that okay with you?
That sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Mr. Kaufman?
Agreeable to me, yes.
Okay. And that's the same for exhibit lists. Now, would it be possible that the attorneys could agree on a sort of a joint exhibit list for exhibits filed in advance of the hearing? If we made that February 16th for exhibit lists as well, maybe have a joint exhibit list by the 21st?
Judge, this is Mitch Armstrong. That would work for me. I know in past cases with all the same parties, we've been working towards that procedure and haven't had any issues with MDU or AARP in that respect.
Yeah, if we could have a joint stipulated exhibit list, it would just speed up the process at the actual hearing. And then anybody not want to go with the 21st? All right, I'm going to assume that that's okay.
I'm fine.
Okay. Let's talk about motions in limine. Can we have motions in limine filed by February 16th as well? Mr. Armstrong.
I think so, Judge. you know, with motions in limine, it's always a little different, but I'm fine with it as a deadline for it.
Well, for good cause, let's say February 16th, Mr. Lipitz, is that, do you have any reason we should put it a little later, or?
I don't. And again, Tammy, do you have any objections to that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And Mr. Kaufman?
No, that's fine.
Okay, and
agreeable.
I mean, for good cause, you know, something that's sort of a new issue that's thrown out there, or some kind of surprise, I'd be willing to consider them later. But just, you know, given my time and availability to get them reviewed and researched and decided, I'd like to have the luxury of those 10 days if that's possible. Has there been any talk, or is there any possibility of a complete or partial settlement prior to the hearing? Mr. Armstrong?
There's been no talk yet, Judge, but that usually would come, you know, after, I guess, our first bit of testimony is due on the 18th is usually a time for seeing where there's strong disagreement or potential resolution.
Okay.
I expect there will be discussions.
Okay. Mr. Lipitz, anything to add to that or disagree with that?
Nothing to add.
Okay. Ms. Aberle.
Sir, thank you.
And Mr. Kaufman.
That's all what I expected, yes.
Okay. If there is a settlement, obviously we will still need some kind of a hearing on the 28th. It may free up the rest of the week, but we might have some kind of a hearing, and we'll just leave the 28th as a date for that hearing, give the commissioners an opportunity to review the settlement agreement and all of that. So one other issue I've got, and again, I mentioned the court reporter thing, so if anybody wants to do that, please let us know as soon as possible if you plan to do that. That might be something, Mr. Lipitz, you want to discuss with Mr. Sanderson. I'm thinking that there have been hearings in the past where he has had a court reporter, but I can't recall that for sure. Okay, and finally, is there a need, do we want to set a final pre-hearing conference tentatively, or do we just want to leave that open to request if any issues come up that need me involved? Mr. Armstrong, I'll start with you.
I think we can leave it open to request if any issues needing your attention need to be brought up.
Okay, Mr. Lipitz?
I agree.
Okay, Mr. Kaufman?
Fine with me.
Okay. Any other issues we need to take up today, Mr. Armstrong?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lipitz?
Nothing here.
Okay. Mr. Kaufman?
No.
Okay.
Everything sounds fine.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll get out a scheduling order with these additional dates. And, I appreciate you all calling in today. I have to tell you, it's a little cold and blustery in Bismarck. It wasn't the best day to have to come up here in person, but I appreciate your participation, and thank you all for calling in. If any of you do talk with the Air Force, obviously I'm going to serve them with this order within the next couple of days, but if you're in communication with somebody who represents them, please let them know that we gave them an opportunity to call in, and I'm sure they got the notice because I sent it to 6 different people. So... I guess it's their bad that they didn't show up for this today. But thank you very much. I'm going to close the preliminary scheduling conference, the pre-hearing conference, in the case PU number 17-295. It's just about 10:17 in the morning. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.